B-Pod Studios.
Well, our next guest and I were texting during the game yesterday. He had another good week picking his NFL teams. He's wired in. His name is Brian Westbrook. He's brought to us by Visit Philly. Headed to the city for the game, book the Visit Philly overnight hotel package. Enjoy over $200 worth of free perks, including free parking. Find out more at visitphilly.com. Brian, they did it again. Explain it to me.
That's right, Michael. They did do it again. You know, I went going into this game, we all knew that Chicago had a fantastic defense, one of the best defense, if not the best defense in the league. And it was going to be hard sledding all across the board offensively. Not a lot of running lanes, but there were some openings in the secondary with Eddie Jackson out, with the safety being out. And so, you know, this is what happened. This is how you win football games in the playoffs. You have to win in the trenches. Jason Peters had his best game. Lane Johnson, another fantastic game. The offensive line allowed Nick Foles to have time to throw the ball down the field. And if you get past the two interceptions, one was a bad one. The other one, you hope that your running back fights a little bit more for the ball there. And other than those two passes, which is kind of the hard part to get past, Nick had a fantastic game, did a good job getting the ball to a lot of different people. A lot of different people got involved. It spread the defense out just a bit and allowed some openings. It was great to see Golden Tate with a big play there to get into the end zone at the end, as well as Dallas Goedert earlier in the game.
Brian, let's talk about what you just mentioned. And Khalil Mack really was not a factor. He had a couple moments, but for the most part, they trusted their offensive lineman to single him up. I didn't see a lot of help. And that allowed, I think, the Eagles to get into some patterns.
Absolutely. You know, I told you guys on Friday that I thought the Eagles would help with the running back or a tight end, help the tackles out. And this is the reason why I said Jason Peters had his best game. He was moving much better laterally, left and right, moving much better this week than he had in the past. He had a movement back to the inside to his right. He did a great job with that. But you're right. Nick Foles had an awful lot of time to throw the ball down the field, and our tackle showed up against some of the best defensive linemen in the league.
And the Tariq Cohen factor, non-factor, carried one time. They got him the ball briefly, like three catches he had, but he didn't really hurt him until that kickoff return. So what were they doing there?
Well, I think, you know, Nigel Bradham had his best game of the season. I think, you know, when you look at Tariq Cohen as well as Jordan Howard, you want to get both of those guys. And Jordan Howard's a bigger back, so he's run downhill, and we slowed that down early on. But Matt Nagy wanted to get Tariq Cohen in space. And because our defense was gang tackling, everybody's hustling to the football, Tariq Cohen really didn't have a lot of space to run. And quite honestly, I think Matt Nagy went away from him way too early in the game. He didn't get enough touches for my liking as a running back there.
All right, let's look at the last drive. First of all, they got the ball at the 40-yard line. I don't know if you noticed this, but I thought it was a big factor. Their punter kicked it with the point down at his own 10-yard line, and I couldn't figure out what they were trying to do there, but they gave the Eagles a 60-yard field.
From the back of the plane, I think that's where the picture was coming from, the back. It looked like he kicked it to it, just like his leg went from right to left. It looked bad as far as the form goes. And at that point, when you're at your own 10, you kick away. You try to get that ball as far away from your own goal line as you can. Definitely a terrible special teams play. That's two plays failed them as far as the Chicago Bears there with their special teams, with that punt and then, of course, getting the kick blocked at the end. In these critical games, all facets of your team have to come up and show up big. Offense, defense, and special teams. Yesterday, our special teams went a long way to help us win.
And I did mention the inexperience shows in little ways, and it showed on that one drive where they got the penalty for 12 men on the field, and then they gave up a touchdown with only 10 men on the field. And I don't know how that happens, except if you're discombobulated and you're not used to that kind of pressure and getting your P's and Q's together.
Well, you're right. Experience certainly plays a factor. Another thing that we talked about on Friday, experience does play a factor. And we saw that in the game. Listen, we all know that the Bears are an up-and-coming football team, a very good defense. They were not ready for the type of experience it was going to be in the first round of the playoffs. And that defense was on the field way – it seemed like they were on the field an awful lot. It ended up being very close as far as the time of possession. But I feel like we dominated the game in several areas in the passing game, which we did very well. I think with Nick Foles blocking the front in the trenches. And then I saw some play – from our guys in the secondary. Trey Sullivan, Avante Maddox, LeBlanc, all three of those guys who were not even close to being at the top of the depth chart at the beginning of the season. All three of those guys made some big breakups and big plays in the secondary. And if Sullivan and Maddox could actually catch and get their feet in bounds, we're talking about two big-time turnovers for the defense.
Yeah, Trey Sullivan had right in the midsection. It would have been an interception, and they wouldn't have scored a three-pointer there. But Maddox got beat at least three times on double moves.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, that's big going into this week with this quarterback.
Well, he did get beat three times. You know, the reason why I talk about the interception, that same aggressiveness is the aggressiveness that got him beat as far as on those double moves in the probably in the second half there. Drew Brees season on tape. You have to believe that Drew Brees will get to that area of the field and some double moves. And so that's something that Jim Schwartz and that defense with Avante Maddox has to be aware of. And I played with some quarterbacks that were aggressive. Leno was very aggressive. Sanders was very aggressive. We had a couple guys that would get after the ball just as well as anybody in the league. However, we had a safety that had the ability to get over the top to protect them just a bit. So that's something that our safeties, Malcolm Jenkins included, are going to have to look at as well.
Listen, Foles is getting the attention, but that last drive, I thought the play calling was tremendous. So first down, instead of being afraid, a little conservative, boom, he comes out of the gate, hits Jeffrey in the middle of the field for 15. It gets him into Bears territory. And then a couple plays later, the double screen fake, and he hits Goddard, who breaks the tackle for the first down. Two major plays on that drive.
Two great play calls. And, you know, there's a part of me that thinks that, you know, Doug is calling similar plays. It's just that Nick, and I believe this about Nick, and I don't want to make this point about Nick, but it's just the truth. Nick does a great job of pre-snap reading. He understands what guy, it doesn't matter to him who it is, he understands what guy is going to get single covered and what route he's going to run to get open. And you see him almost all the time when he makes those big plays, especially on those plays that you're talking about. Nick already knows where he wants to get the ball to, and he knows what guy is going to be open. That's huge for a quarterback. That pre-snap read is going to give you who's going to blitz, and you understand all of that. And then you can get the ball to different people, kind of where the play was designed as the coach drew it up. So certainly, I think it was some great throws by Nick, great pre-snap read. But you're right, the call that's coming in from Doug Peterson was just as good.
Here's the thing I've learned about Nick. It's never get nervous on third and fourth down. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. He's got like the 2-minute warning at first play, third and at the 13. He hits Jeffrey to convert on a third down.
Yep.
And then, you know, I don't know how you felt about the drive, but they go Sproles, no gain, no gain, and incompletion. And even in the fourth down, I'm thinking they're going to score.
I was when it got to fourth down, I was a little worried. I was mad that they ran Sproles right up the middle of those couple of times. I didn't know that was the best way. And I know he was trying to run some clock down, but if you're on a roll, you're moving the ball. To me, you go score and then hope your defense can hold them. That's kind of my theory. It worked out in our advantage. But Nick Foles is one of these athletes that you never see him sweat. And that's rare. I don't know that I've ever seen a guy similar to Nick in that way. But, I mean, he never gets worried. He never gets flustered. You never really see him sweat at all. And in those clutch moments when the guys, everyone else is going crazy around him, he's been you know, very conscious of what's going on. He's done a great job of slowing things down for himself. Then he just goes out there and makes a play of the game, getting the ball to Golden Tate.
Yeah, he makes the perfect throw. He slings it sidearm to avoid getting blocked and touchdown. And so here we go now, New Orleans, and they're an solid eight-point favorite. There's revenge on the Eagles' side. There's been a lot of trash talking that New Orleans rolled up the score at this point. At this point, is there any such thing as a favorite with the way this team's playing?
You know, I certainly think, you love, if you're a New Orleans fan, you love what they do in that dome, putting up 34 points a game. You love what they're doing. I honestly feel that them having a week off plays into the Eagles' favor just a bit because they're hot. They got a momentum. They just beat one of the best defensive teams in the NFL this past week. So I think having that week kind of plays into the Eagles' favor. If you can think of that, if you even imagine that going down into that dome, I just think, you know, the legend of Saint Nick, and I have hesitated to even mention that or even say it out of my mouth until today because some of the things that we're seeing happening with this football team, guys getting healthy, defense, you know, creating great situations for themselves, almost getting turnovers. They're playing much better. This team has played much better in the last month and better than it had all season long. And really the biggest change is a little bit of health, but also Nick Foles has played a big part in that. And for some reason, I want to believe it, and I think a lot of people feel the same way.
All right, we're going to talk about this Friday. We're going to X and O this game as, you know, one week after another. And, like, if they end up in the Super Bowl, I don't know what I'm going to do. Yesterday, I was too stunned to, like, do it to function. I had to, like, you know, go into the kitchen and make something because I couldn't watch anymore after that game. I was exhausted.
Crazy situation.
All right, man, we'll talk to you Friday.
Good.
There he is. Brian Westbrook brought to us by Visit Philly. Headed to the game. Book the Visit Philly overnight hotel package. Enjoy more than $200 worth of free perks, including free parking. Find out more at visitphilly.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.